it's time for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
TGIF, thank God, is the first. Please tell me y'all accidentally, perhaps, or maybe purposely saw the pictures of Dallas quarterback Tony Romo.
Oh, they said it was bad photography, Huggy.
Oh, my Galifianakis-zack. He's fat. Sybil, Tony Romo looks like Tony Macaroni Ramen. Apparently, he's been indulging in turnovers during the offseason as well.
Turnovers.
Sybil, bad photography, my ass. He showed up at training camp like he needed a training bra, Sybil. His teammates barely recognized him. They thought Chris Christie was there as Jerry Jones' special guest. They were calling him 2 Chainz. That's how many Papa Do's he ate. 2 Chainz.
Oh, wow.
Looked like that cowboy was hanging out at the Golden Corral during the offseason. When I saw him, I started singing like Otis Redding. Fat, 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 fat. He might be the first quarterback to use a hoverboard this season. It's unacceptable, Tony Papacito. Somebody forgot to tell him to turn the treadmill on. He's like J.K. Rowling's new book, The Heavy Cowboy and the Cursed Quarterback. I'm putting Cannon's fat ass on my list for Friday, y'all. Along with the NBA player and kickball star Golden State Warriors Draymond Green.
Kickball.
Did y'all hear?
Oh,
with Twitter fingers did, Sybil? Well, Draymond Green playing on the Olympic team, but it seems Green was feeling so fresh and obscene and sent a picture of his manhood to a special someone, but nope. D. Raymond hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden, the whole internet was talking about it. And I heard this. I heard this morning. Look, he got a couple of calls from the Kardashians. Did y'all hear this? Haven't we said before, Tom, don't tweet your meat.
Don't tweet your meat. We have said this
don't
over
tweet
and over again.
We got to bring it back, Tom. No snap the Bozak. Have y'all heard about the Miss Racist Teen USA pageant?
Yeah,
some chick named Carly Hay from Texas won, even though she used racial slurs on social media back in the day. And they said she get to keep her crown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the wrong host calling out the right name.
Ha ha ha!